Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. My goodness, I'm getting carried away with the music there. The Flowers of Edinburgh says it's time for the calendar from the Liberty soundtrack here. Not a lot going on this weekend of April 16th and 17th. But you cruise on into a couple of things. A couple of things going on. The 21st of April, Trillion 238, which used to be Humphrey Hartman and Cameron. They're doing something, and I believe it's at the Richland County Library, I believe. And it's on Work Songs of the Northwest, celebrating the people who worked historically all the way up from the, they're doing it from the 1800s up through into now. And it's an interesting thing that they're doing. I think Michelle Cameron's sort of coordinating that, and the other two are helping her out. And then on Saturday, the 23rd of April, they're doing a benefit for Tumbleweed, and this is really cool. This is Trillion 238, and they're all so good at what they do. Mary Hartman with a voice that just about melt butter, and then Janet Humphrey who writes such amazing things. Well, they both write amazing things actually, but Janet who kind of lends a little bit of a positive edge. It is an edge to the whole thing. Mary's a little on the mellower side. And then Michelle Cameron, who's just easily one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, playing the cello, and she is amazing, just amazing. And they're going to be doing that benefit for Tumbleweed. You need to support these benefits because Tumbleweed's a good festival. It's the 20th annual Tumbleweed Festival, and who knows what they're going to do for that special number 20. Maybe they won't do anything because Tumbleweeds have always been good. Doesn't make a difference whether it's 20 or 19. But, you know, we have this thing about symbolic numbers, and that's what's going to happen. So they'll probably do something special on that for the Tumbleweed Festival. So there you go. The 28th of April, Broken Whistle. On the 28th of April, let's see, that is a Thursday. And they will be at the Bing Crosby Theater. That wonderful young Celtic group that just really has nothing but fire and energy. And they do great harmonies. And they're pretty good. With the Kelly Irish Dancers on April the 28th, the Bing, get your tickets at Tickets West. Or show up and get them at the door. Broken Whistle, we might play something from them next week. Sort of amplify that. Broken Whistle, they're pretty good and they're nice people. So be sure and check that out, the Bing Crosby Theater, Broken Whistle with the Kelly Irish Dancers. All righty, and then we move on into the summertime. The Renaissance Fair, I believe, is the weekend of the 30th of April and the 1st of May. And then the whole thing goes into full swing. I don't know if they're doing a festival in Yakima yet. I haven't heard anything. Your Tumbleweed Festival applications, though, are due on April the 16th. And, yeah, so I hope you got them all turned in because that's how it goes. You got to get those things turned in so that you can get a gig at the Tumbleweed Festival. April the 16th is the due date. That's today if you're listening on Saturday. All righty. The Tumbleweed Festival. I got to get mine in. I told them I'd apply this year. And so I ought to do that. And don't you be forgetting, of course, the big, huge Folklife Festival is on Memorial Day weekend. And that would be the weekend of the, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, I believe, there at the Seattle Center. All righty. Song that Bill Staines wrote as a video for sort of Troubled Youth put out, I think it was by Burlington Northern or one of those companies. And it's a great song. Great song. Melissa Jaber's doing the backup. Here we go.
Child of mine, you are the wildest wind in the dearest dream I will ever know. Love's lasting light shines out from deep within this father's heart as I watch you grow.
Child of mine, you are the break of dawn and the brightest star I will ever know. Love's lasting light comes shining on and on from this mother's heart as I watch you grow.
There is a road, and that road is all your own. We are near. You need not walk alone, face not fear. Each coming new one known is the way to lift your wings. Child of mine, you are the sweetest song and the greatest gift I will ever know.
brother. Tell him I've gone to rest. I know his inner heart is broken. He's all that we have left. Then she closed her eyes forever.
That is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For there is no shallow water, not but love to keep us safely from the dangers and the devils of the deep. Yet with every breath within us, we search forevermore to find some peaceful harbor on that far off shore. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For some it is a glory For some it is a game, for some it is a story filled with emptiness and pain. But as rising winds in chorus, we search for steady ground. There is only that before us, there can be no turning round. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light, shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For there is no other journey that will ever be the same. No second chance horizon that will call you by your name. When the welling waves wash o'er you, the stormy winds they drive, give your heart your song, sing it loud and long, keep your dreams alive. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light, shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light, shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light, shining through the darkness of the blackest night.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mother's sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mother's sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. We who believe in freedom and that freedom.
Let's sing it with us. Come on.
We who believe in freedom and that freedom till it comes. To me, young people come first.
They come first.
They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate. Secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
We here believe in freedom,
believe and rest until it comes.
Not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny. Myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand and fight is the only way I struggle survive. Oh, are we who believe in freedom and I lay
touch a bright tomorrow. a brand new day. And in the wisdom of the words, do you seek a better way? Here we may touch a bright tomorrow and a brand new day. Then we may touch a bright tomorrow and a brand new day.
Echo! echo.
Echo, Sweet Honey in the Rock from the album Breath. And we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we have lots more music to go within that one half hour. Oh, my gosh, lots more music. So you just hold on because a lot can happen in a half an hour. Oh, indeed it can. Hang on, because we're coming right back.
Northwest Public Radio's programs are supported financially by listeners like you. We receive additional support from the Hog Heaven Big Band, providing swing dance music to the Palouse, welcoming new and interested musicians to a rehearsal next Monday, 7:30 at Moscow's Emmanuel Lutheran Church on A Street. Updates are on Facebook and the band's blog.
Sunny skies ahead for the next few days before the rains return on Wednesday. Sunshine today and tomorrow with a few clouds and a light wind. Remaining clear and calm tonight through Tuesday night. A high today on the Palouse of 63, the Lewis-Clark Valley 68, with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s.
Okay, I want to play this one more Sweet Honey in the Rock from this album, Breath, and this is the title cut. This is a song, though, that when I did that gig with Mockingbird in Bellingham, I did two of them, actually. We did the Fairhaven Library gig, and then we also did one at a smaller library out there in Deming, and it was all crowded, and it was wonderful, and the Mockingbird people are so cool. And just really good people, Robin and Allie and Sherry. And they did this song, and they did a pretty good job on it. And I remember this is the first Sweet Honey in the Rock song I ever heard. And actually it was on an album of the Vancouver Folk Festival from probably 1978, 79, 1980, right in there. And then they put it on this live album in the mid-80s, Sweet Honey in the Rock. And the song is called Breath. And it's a great song. Here we go.
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's birth when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's birth in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never left, but they are not under the
beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestors' breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestors' breath in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never left the dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast, they are in the waiting child, they are with us in the home, they are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestors' breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestors' breath in the voice of the waters. Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestors' breath when the fire is spread. 'Tis the ancestors' breath in the voice of the waters.
Then you have to say, what would happened had I gone the other way for the lost ranger? Rivers that you cannot see in their are strange rivers that know our destiny in their are strange rivers that run your love to me. Strange rivers, there are strange rivers, there are strange rivers.
play me backwards to get the meaning of my verse. You don't have to die and go to hell to feel the devil's
trouble in the mind of a man. A voice came whispering softly to him, go offer, offer up the land. Abraham took his only son high upon a hill. His test of faith had finally come. The wind begin to chill. Go steal in the Father's hand. Tears falling from the sky. The angels did not understand why the righteous
righteous boys you die. And Abraham most mysteriously laid down that deadly knife. Said, my darling son, I wish I was the one who spared you, spared your precious life. No, Isaac, the light of all your days will shine upon this mountain high and never, never fade away, and never fade away.
Time we didn't love her, peaceful breathing, sleeping in our arms, so perfect, full of promise and light. Close your eyes and face the dark. Can remain newborn forever. Every little bird must try her wings to the sky while we pray. May the world be gentle and kind. Close your eyes and face the dawn. The will of its own loves her more than she ever could know. Love has a thousand doors. When she comes home and opens yours, the will of its own loves her more than she ever could know. More than she ever could know.
Michelle Cameron on the cello there. Tracy Spring. Tracy Spring, who is all things to music, and music can be all things to her. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what can you say about people who can take these things and turn them into uplifting and enrichment, and take the saddest things and get the realistic view out of it and find the optimism and feel the sadness at the same time and get through it and work through things and all that kind of is required of living, you know what I mean, both externally and internally. And Tracy Spring can do that in any given song. Oh my gosh. It's funny because you hear these things, and of course you get these albums, and you promote gigs and this kind of thing. So you hear a lot of stuff, and you hear a lot of these albums. Then you put them away for a while, and then you dig them out and play a song, and it just all the cool stuff about any given album or any given song just comes right back. And with someone like Tracy Spring, that's kind of always what happens. The whole thing is so elevated. Wow, it's really hard to explain. I'm getting kind of off the wall here, but that's what it is with people like Tracy Spring. Alrighty, well, we're just about done with the show here. You can hear Heidi in the background talking about motels and things. She's going to start talking about the highways and freeways pretty quick, and that really means we have to hit the road. Amanda Cully doing the playlists today and helping me when we play Joan Baez and Emily White and all those folks. You want to email me, you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. Don't you be forgetting now, the Richland Library, I believe it's that library. Humphrey Hartman and Cameron doing a Trillion 238, doing a thing on working songs of the Northwest. And then they're doing a benefit for the Tumbleweed. A benefit for the Tumbleweed on the 23rd of April at the Unitarian Universalist Church out there on Sylvester Road. The 23rd of April, Trillion 238. Used to be Humphrey Hartman and Cameron, and now they want to be Trillium. It's a plant or something. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another brand new edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It's out of here. It's done. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. So knock it off. See you around the bend now. Bye.
You can hear Dan Marr every Saturday from 11 to 2 for Inland Folk right here on your NPR and classical music service, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cron, and now that it is 2 o'clock, you can join Fiona Ritchie for The Thistle and Shamrock coming up next. Support for our programming comes from the Yakima Town Hall, presenting philanthropist and explorer Allison Levine, who led the first American women's expedition on Everest. It's Wednesday, April 20th at 11 at the Capitol Theater. YakimaTownHall.com or 952-0479.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing several surgery services on an outpatient basis, allowing patients to recover at home. Whitman Hospital is located on Fairview Street in Colfax, and more information about outpatient